Hello, my audio friends. It is May 8th, 2017. It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm on my way to work, taking all the back streets. Now, normally, most of you know that I take a boulevard called Boulevard Pierrefonds and another smaller boulevard called Boulevard Gouin to get to work in the morning. Many of you who have listened to me in the past have heard me mention these two boulevards. Well, both those boulevards right now are under about 2 or 3 feet of water. We are having massive floods here in the West Island, which is the western tip of the island of Montreal. And our house is okay. We're high and dry at the moment because we're quite high in regards, or what am I trying to say? In reference to the river. The river normally is at 25 meters above sea level. We are at roughly 37 meters above sea level. Those 12 meters making a huge difference this past week or so. The water is basically, there's probably three factors involved in the flooding. The unprecedented flooding that has been happening here in Montreal, well, in Quebec, in a good part of Quebec. And that was the spring thaws, I guess what they call the flood control gates and the way they've been opening them, and also rain, the copious amounts of rain we've been getting. In some cases, we've been getting rain over 24 to 48 hours that we would normally get through the entire month. And it's just the ground saturated, cannot take anymore. The rivers are swollen and cannot take anymore. There is spring runoff coming from up north, which is flowing into several smaller tributaries, and also the Ottawa River, and that is then flowing into the Lake of Two Mountains, which then feeds the St. Lawrence River, the Mille Îles River, and Rivière des Prairies, which are basically, you can think of it as the St. Lawrence River kind of splitting into three. It's not really quite like that because the Lake of Two Mountains is cut off from the rest and does feed two of the tributaries directly. So that's what happens, and that's why we're seeing the flooding that we're seeing. It's, again, they haven't seen this in the last, probably at this point, at the level that we're at as of this morning, in the last 100 years. I would say maybe 3 days ago, it would have been 40 years ago. But now, with the levels that we're at, it's just crazy. So I've been, basically, I do have to go north to go to work, but right now I'm going east on a whole bunch of secondary streets to try to get to a main thoroughfare that runs south. Follow me here. To get to a major highway that runs east again, and then get to another major highway, the 13, which runs north to get to work. So far, I'm appalled. It looks like a Saturday morning. I think a lot of people have opted to just stay home. It looks like a Saturday morning. It's incredible, which I suppose is good. So I'm going to, I'm going to try to post some stuff up on Twitter, on my Twitter feed today, a couple of pictures that I took over the weekend. I did also a Periscope, I think on, was it Friday? No, it was on Saturday, I think, that I did the Periscope. And the location from where I did the Periscope is now underwater. So I cannot go and stand where I was standing on Saturday. That's how much the water has increased. Yeah, it's just crazy. It's surreal. It really is. Again, we're fine, and before the water gets to our level, put it this way: if our house was flooded or was threatened with flooding, it'd be an absolute disaster. It would no longer be an emergency, as they've called now, but it would actually be a disaster because the water would be above many of the homes and businesses in the sector that's currently now flooded. We're talking 12 meters, that's 36 feet of water. That would be, again, a good portion of the island of Montreal would be underwater as well before it touched us. So let's just hope that never happens. So that's about it for now. I'm not even sure where I'm going to post this. I'm going to try Audio Boo, and perhaps I'll also post it Facebook, on the Facebook group, maybe Google Plus. But I haven't even used Google Plus in ages. We'll just see where I can post this, maybe up on SoundCloud too, and share it from there. All right, thank you. Take good care of yourselves, and I'll be back soon with some kind of update of some sort. We're hoping the water recedes in the next few days, or starts receding. All right, over and out.